You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast. In a late announcement on August 2nd, the Maharashtra government eased COVID restrictions in a number of districts across the state, but held back on clarifying whether it would allow fully vaccinated people to travel on Mumbai locals. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you're listening to the COVID Fight Podcast. Before I tell you about India's infection tally until 8 a.m. of August 3rd, let me inform you that around 70% of adults in the US have received at least one dose of a vaccine against the virus. Here's India's infection tally as of August 3rd. The country recorded a single day spike of a little over 30,000 cases, which is the lowest one-day tally in the past 7 days. Moreover, the active cases have also dipped finally after continuing to rise for 6 days in a row. Maximum number of cases were reported from Kerala, followed by Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu. As earlier mentioned, the Maharashtra government has relaxed COVID-19 restrictions in many districts, but the decision to resuming Mumbai local train services has been put on hold. State's Health Minister Rajesh Tope said, and I quote, "We are not saying no, but the decision for relaxation in local trains has been put on hold. Many aspects are to be considered before taking a call. The Chief Minister will discuss it further," unquote. At present, only people who are employed in essential services are allowed to commute via local trains. To ensure that travellers don't use fake IDs to board trains, the government has introduced a QR code Universal Travel Pass. Moving on, there's still no progress on the import of Moderna vaccine. Sources have told CNBC TV 18 that the importing of donated COVID-19 vaccines from Moderna by pharma firm Cipla that had come to light in June is still stuck and there is no movement on commercial talks either. Sources told the channel, and I quote, "Government and Moderna are still to reach an agreement on various clauses. Cipla, however, is working on creating the infrastructure to import donated vaccines, but is awaiting clarity from the government of India to move forward. Cipla will discuss tie-up with Moderna only once government clarifies on an indemnity," unquote. Here's an update on the impact of COVID-19 on the entertainment industry. As COVID numbers dip in parts of the country, Delhi and Mumbai have allowed theatres to open at 50% capacity. Several states including Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Punjab, Gujarat and Andhra Pradesh have also permitted cinemas to resume operations. However, hopeful but wary industry insiders say they're only too cautious that the road to economic recovery is riddled with uncertainty in COVID times. Dharma Production CEO Apoorva Mehta said, and I quote, "We are eagerly waiting to see theatres reopen with full capacity. That said, we also acknowledge the uncertainty of the current situation. As the adage goes, health is wealth, and it is all the more important now," unquote. A look at pandemic news on the global front. While a state of emergency was declared in some regions of Japan, local news reports said that the head of the Japan Medical Association has called for a nationwide state of emergency to contain a surge of COVID cases in Tokyo and elsewhere. Moreover, officials said that Japan will now hospitalize only those patients who are seriously ill and those who are at risk of becoming so, while others will be isolated at home. Japan's PM has also pointed to the surge in infection among people in their 20s and 30s, while more of those in their 40s and 50s are getting seriously ill. Meanwhile, China has announced mass coronavirus testing in Wuhan as an unusually wide series of COVID outbreaks reached the city. Wuhan, a provincial capital of 11 million people in central China, is the latest city to undergo citywide testing. 3 cases were confirmed there on August 2nd, the first non-imported cases in more than a year. While China has largely curbed COVID-19 at home after the initial outbreak that devastated Wuhan and over time spread to rest of China and globally. Since then, authorities have tamped down and controlled the disease wherever it pops up with quick lockdowns and mass testing to isolate infected people. Moving on, the US has finally reached Joe Biden's goal of getting at least one COVID shot in the arms of 70% of American adults. The target has been achieved a month late amid a fierce surge in cases due to the Delta variant of COVID. Next is an update from Tokyo Olympics. The organizers have reported 18 new games-related COVID-19 cases, and this has taken the total cases since July 1 to 294. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you have any suggestions, feedback, or have a question, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that is cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice evening.